This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1952. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 15th, Alaska, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Congo, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mali, Mexico, Nepal, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Sikkim, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. You may recall that earlier this year there was a test of DRM by the Coast Guard from a transmitter in Alaska. I think it was more for conveying text and visual information rather than audio. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says there has been a report from the Coast Guard Research and Development Center about that test of DRM in Alaska. He has obtained a copy, and it's available via DX Listening Digest. It's a 112-page PDF. It says the frequencies used were 5.20, 6.85, 8.00, 9.90, and 12.1 megahertz. No more precise than that, but I suppose we can add one or two zeros to those, and also for a briefer period, 2.45 megahertz. Potential DRM locations to provide nationwide geographic coverage are given in one little table. Besides Fairbanks, Alaska, they are Honolulu, Hawaii, Twin Falls, Idaho, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. On the WB Radio Yahoo group, Anker Peterson in Denmark reports, hearing Bangladesh Home Service 4750 with a new all-night broadcast with non-stop local songs, interrupted every half hour with a Bengali ID and 2 minutes of talk. Not clear whether this is a permanent change, but he was hearing this October 10th at 1940 to 2110 on 4750. Ron Howard in California reports that BBS Bhutan 6035 resumed its normal schedule after running some pre-election debates in the local language. By October 12th, after 11 UT, they were back to their English broadcast with pop songs, but cutting off earlier than before at 11:29 UT on October 12th and at 11:28 on October 14th. But still no relay from PBS Yunnan, China, on the same frequency. Ron Howard says that Papua New Guinea stations have been running an important public service announcement in English from the National Department of Health, World Health Organization, and NBC, that from October 1st to 14th, all children under 15 must get vaccinated against polio. This PSA is frequently broadcast. It was October 9th at 10:25 on Bougainville 3325, and also heard the same announcement on Madang 3260 at 10:31. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams has been reporting on Brazilian pirates, mostly heard in the daytime, the ones currently active and identified. I'm not going to give all the details, it would take too long, but it's all in Hardcore DX and DX Listening Digest. Include Radio Global Hits on 9835, Radio Máxima on 8095. On 8000, Radio Casa. On 9925, Radio Roncador. On 12288, Paulo Radio. Some of these also reported by Rudolf Grimm in Brazil. Following up last week's news that the low-power non-pirate in Calgary, Alberta, CFVP 6030, was no longer being heard, while Salmoniv in Victoria, BC, reported October 9th, although very poor, I am hearing them at 1830 UT. Not sure whether they had been off for a while. Mick Dumage, closer in Alberta, says, at 19 UT, October 9th, I could not hear it, nor on another remote receiver in Alberta. Their medium wave channel 1060, of course, is heard with the usual comedy format. Another Albertan, Don Moman, says, I asked a friend if he had any info, and this is his reply. I talked to the chief engineer today, and he didn't know it was off the air. They don't have an alert system on such a non-competitive, non-revenue generator, which was why I would not be surprised if they just pulled the plug one day. He said last time he was out at the transmitter site a couple of weeks ago, it was on. He said it's running less power than what it is licensed for, 100 watts, because the transmitter, solid state, had an output stage problem. He guessed it was 30 or 50 watts. If you can determine that it is not on the air, let me know. It may be weaker than normal because of extremely low power. His friend said, I can't hear it at all on my side of town. It's just too weak and too much noise. He admitted there is no funding to keep it on, but it has been through the engineering department's goodwill that it has been kept going. I told him to keep it going, if at all possible. Don Moman says, I was able to hear it remotely via a remote receiver in Idaho, so it is on the air, but no trace of them from home in Lamont, Alberta. And one more report, Harold Sellers in BC says, I heard it October 10th at 1846 on 6030 with ads and a comedy routine. In Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Chile reports that the pirate in his country on 6925 AM, Radio Compañía Worldwide, or RCW, has been heard relaying some legitimate international broadcasters in Spanish. October 5th at 2124 to 2216, he was first hearing music, then news from NHK in Japan. 2140, news from the Voice of America in Spanish. 2144, its own ID, saying they were presenting newscasts. At 2148, news from the Voice of Iran and a listener's program, fading after 2200. He also heard it October 8th at 2323 to 2359 with a program called La Hora del Lolo and oldies music in English. Ron Howard, California, reports on Voice of Strait China, which has two nearby 60-meter band frequencies, 4900 and 4940. They're mostly two different services. Starting at 0940 UT on Saturday and Sunday from this startup time, there is a program in English called Focus on China, but it only runs until 0955 on 4940, but not 4900. But then at 955 until 10 UT, they are in parallel with a report about the Strait Fishery Meteorology Channel Fishery Weather in Chinese and forecast for the next 18 hours. On Saturday, October 13th, he heard the other broadcast of Focus on China on 4940 at 1430 to 1455. It started and ended with pop songs in English, as usual, but mostly an audio feed from some CCTV documentary with a native speaker of English, fairly readable about Chinese culture and history. This was a full 25-minute program, unlike the earlier weekend scheduled 0930 segment, which never starts then, but closer to 940, with the program already in progress. Congo Brazzaville, Republic of, Ron Howard says on 6115, Radio Congo was monitored on October 13th, but starting out on that frequency at 0510, he was hearing RN2 Radio Nikkei in Japan, waiting to hear if Congo would come on, which it did suddenly at 0538, another station underneath Japan, which seemed to be in French, but not positive. Manuel Mendez in Spain was also hearing it October 5th at 0555 to 0615 with an ID at the top of the hour. He can also hear their evening broadcasts, such as October 4th at 1743 to 1830 with Le Journal. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba this week. I will focus on one thing in particular. October 12th at 1434, I was again hearing FM Spurs coming out of the AM transmitter on 13700. The best one, and easily readable when tuned in the FM mode, was about 13767, accompanied by an F-sharp tone above middle C. I could also detect others at approximate separations of 67 kHz, around 13633, 13566, 13834, and 13900. I scanned the 22-meter band almost every morning for these, but I had not heard any since a trace on August 31st. And I was again hearing traces of these, although not really readable, around the same time on October 15th. Equatorial Guinea on 5005 usually comes on later in the hour, but Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that it was opening at 0501 UT. Sunday, October 14th, including Afropop and African songs heard until 0545. B18 schedules are starting to show up effective October 28th for the new shortwave season. Concerning Deutsche Welle in Germany via WWDXC, we see that this once great station has cut back its shortwave languages to only these: Amharic, Dari, Hausa, Pashto, and Swahili. And many of the Hausa broadcasts are for football on specific dates, mainly on Saturdays. Furthermore, although there still are shortwave transmitter sites in Germany, Deutsche Welle does not use them. Instead, they're using mainly Isfahan in France, also Dabaya UAE, São Tomé, that's the IBB site, and South Africa. Oh, and there is one from Madagascar. Ron Howard was hearing both signal and modulation from Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya 3325 on October 10th at 11:31 in Chinese without any interference since Bougainville was off. At 1300, going from Japanese into English. However, that cut off the air at 1323 UT instead of lasting for the full hour, but that problem was at Palangkaraya, since they did have a good audio feed from Jakarta. And he and I were both hearing it again on October 11th. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been monitoring the radio war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. For example, on October 11th, 13610 has Iran from the Zahedan site in Arabic scheduled all the way from 0530 until 1430. He was hearing it at 0542, but there was also interference from Saudi Arabia with a music program only a few hertz away, which he says was co-channeled as jamming against Tehran. Similar situation on 13780. The Arabic service from Iran's Sirjan site, scheduled 5:30 to 8:30, noted at 0559, accompanied by the Saudi Arabia jammer service at 0559. Wolfgang Büschel notes Radio Kuwait on some very off frequencies, 5959.870. October 9th at 0533, Arabic service, but quite powerful, at the remote receiver in Qatar. He also says very excellent audio during a newscast. Another off-frequency, 15529.705 during the English service, October 9th at 0543. However, the DRM transmission in English was exactly on 11970 at 0520 October 11th. And Arabic at 0537 was also not off frequency, 15515. Ron Howard reports Malaysia, the Sarawak programs being broadcast back to there from the peninsula on 11665, October 11th, between 1315 and 1400, with several singing IDs as YFM, that's WAI. And he says the RTM shortwave service has been in steady decline for many years. Not long ago, I could enjoy the different services on 5965, 6050, 7295, or 6175 and 15295, but they're all gone now. They now emphasize online presence, as evidenced by audio streaming at myklik.rtm.gov.my. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1952. Also bringing you in the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. So voluntary financial support is always welcome. By money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Another shortwave country has disappeared, but is it temporarily or forever? Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reported on September 30th, an open carrier, no modulation at all, from Radio Mali on 9635 until it went off at 18.03 UT. And it was also missing from their other frequency, 5995. Checked again on October 4th, still an unmodulated carrier on 9635. Manuel Mendez in Spain also reports no audio and no carrier detected for several days on 5995 at its usual time, 06 to 08, or on 9635 at 08 to 18. Inactive on both frequencies. That was October 13th or 14th. Americans are accustomed to a maximum of four letters for broadcast call signs, not including suffixes, but Mexico has had no such limitation with lots of five or even six-letter call signs. But now, Remy Humbert on his Mexico beat on the WTFDA forum, to boldly go where no Mexican broadcaster has gone before, the Sistema Público de Radiodifusión del Estado Mexicano has been assigned seven-letter call signs, including the letters SPR. They are XHSPRPA, XHSPRLA, and XHSPRMT. Seven-letter call signs are now a reality in Mexico. Ron Howard reports about Radio Nepal on 5005. Checking at 10:35 and 10:46 on October 14th, a definite carrier. But the bad news for me is that this is already broadcasting in DRM. My October 10th improved reception was perhaps due to its already being DRM. Here's some info from WRTHFB, October 11th, from Bishwa Shrestha. According to Radio Nepal's website, 12 sets of DRM transmitters have already been purchased. Alexander Sink and Sharad Sadhu apparently came to give hands-on training about DRM a few days ago. It looks like analog 5005, as we know it, is going to be history. Well, I should point out that if it is completely DRM, there should be no trace of an AM carrier emitted. I assume most of those DRM transmitters will be going to AM, that is, medium wave or FM locations. October 12th at 1441, I found a carrier on 11580 and then audio cutting off and on over and over, bits of African music, and apparently mentioned Nigeria Kaduna. Well, that's a former frequency of WRMI. Surely they have a new relay going, but which service or program is it exactly? I asked Jeff White, and he says it's Hausa, the programming of Radio Nigeria Kaduna. And what will be the regular schedule, I wondered. He replied again, 05 to 09 UT, 11 to 15, and 20 to 23. But it may change to just the last broadcast, 20 to 23 UT, in the near future. And this has already been entered on the WRMI website, SCAD Grid, showing transmitter 10 at 87 degrees toward Africa, but no further details. My further monitoring of 11580, I could hear a just barely audible carrier around 06 UT, but must be what it was. A poor signal to fair in the afternoons around 2030 UT. But on October 14th at 1447, which is the original time I was hearing it earlier, it was back to Oldiesville instead of Nigerian programming, so that transmission may already be gone from Nigeria. We should make clear that this is the FRCN regional station of the federal government in Kaduna, which had been active on 6090. This is not a clandestine service, as WRMI has carried before for Nigeria. And more about the recently reactivated One Talk radio light, Papua New Guinea on 7325. Manuel Mendez in Spain says they're having transmitter problems. He reports on October 10th, 3 days ago, 7324.94 could be heard via remote receivers in Australia and New Zealand with a fair to poor signal. But for the last 3 days, no signal is received via those receivers. Assuming they had problems, I contacted the station, and here's the answer from manager Billy Yassi, which I misspelled last week. It's Y-A-S-I. He says, yes, we have problems with the transmitter, so we are transmitting on less than 200 watts. We are working on fixing the transmitter next week, so hopefully you will then receive a better signal. Remember that new Peruvian station which showed up around 4920 a few months ago? No reports of it lately, but here is one at last from Claudio Galas in Chile, Hardcore DX, La Voz del Pueblo, 4920, October 8th, at 2240 to 2250, with music, a synpo there, not far away, of 35333. Well, so this new station must be quite sporadic, and before it disappeared last time, it had been reported almost up to 4921 kilohertz. And we wonder if it's on the air later than 2250 when we're more likely to hear it far away. We now reach S for Saudi Arabia, but I refer you first to what I said earlier about Iran and the radio war with that country. I hardly hear anything on 13 meters anymore except maybe a trace of WRMI on 21525. But in Ontario, Mark Cody says he heard SASBC, Saudi Arabia, 21505. October 13th at 1330, in Arabic, a telephone interview, fair to good with fading. They only signaled on the band today, but that's good considering there was zilch yesterday. That's what you get for pursuing the hobby during solar minimum. Sikkim, Ron Howard, California reports, All India Radio Gang Talk on 4835, October 10th at 1347 to 1402. Clearly, no Aussie radio from Australia being heard, as Craig is currently off the air. The audio from Gang Talk was hovering at threshold level but slowly improving, subcontinental music and singing. So with Ozzy off the air, now is a good time to try for Gang Talk, normally buried under the Australian. This was just before his local sunrise of 1410. Ron Howard reports Taiwan on 9410, USB plus carrier, October 10th at 1203, that's Fuxing Broadcasting Station, after the BBC had signed off. He says not surprised to find this erratic station on the air today, as October 10th is National Day of the Republic of China, Double 10. They were playing songs in Chinese, but there was some other audio underneath interfering. Their other frequency, 9774, remained silent. Mike Cooper sends a couple of stories about BBC from Press Association via BT, October 10th. One is headlined, BBC warns of more difficult choices as senior management cut by half. Senior manager roles have been reduced by 56%, and more than 1,000 jobs have been stripped from the public broadcaster, according to a report into efficiency savings. Impact on jobs will soon extend to an impact on content. Efficiency cuts likely to be noticed by viewers, and more difficult choices to be made. On the other hand, an October 11th story says 316 staff given pay rises after querying BBC salaries. BBC previously announced pay cuts for some of its male stars. More than 300 staff, including some men, have received a salary boost after questioning their pay in the last 14 months, according to new figures. And Mike Cooper sends this. Greta Van Susteren of VOA has told a U.S. House committee that VOA began transmitting 30 minutes of learning English across AM and shortwave radio. She also says VOA plans to start limited broadcasting in the Rohingya dialect. After 3 weeks off the air, apparently, Alan Gale found a new schedule effective October 13th on the Hamburger Local Radio website showing some frequency changes, but the world of radio times remain as before. The new schedule is Saturday 6 to 11 UT on 6190, 11 to 15 on 9485, and Sunday 09 to 12 on 7265. Of course, the World of Radio times are Saturday at 0630 and 1431, and Sunday at 1030. And our broadcasts have been confirmed by Manuel Mendes, Jordan Hayburn in Northern Ireland, as well as Alan Gale in England. However, we're no longer hearing anything from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, the Observer. His post suddenly stopped at the end of September, and we are concerned. Although not showing on their schedules, World of Radio has been found on some additional broadcasts via WRMI 9955, besides the old times of Wednesday at 21 and UT Monday at 0330. Also Sunday at 21:30, when it's parallel to 7780, and UT Tuesday at 0100 on 9955. That's immediately following the midnight 30 UT broadcast of the first airing on 7730. That last one was heard by Alan Gale on the live stream October 2nd, so presumably also on 9955. On WBCQ's Al Wiener Worldwide, UT October 13th, Tom Barna, chief engineer, was substituting and talking about progress at the super station of WBCQ. He says about 65 to 75% complete as of now. The 500 kilowatt transmitter from Continental was expected to be delivered about November 5th, and then there would be a lot of work to install it for perhaps the following 2 months. And his guess was that it would be ready to go on the air with programming in about 5 months, which means mid-March. I was wondering what became of WTWW's number 3 transmitter, which during the summer was active sporadically on 15810, actually offset a bit to the low side, and I had not heard it since sometime in August. But here's a report from Vince Henley in Washington State. He heard it October 7th at 2331. In English, of course, with a religious program. He says, a noisy signal and a ridiculous sermon. Chris Smolinski of Black Cat Systems says, according to posts at HF Underground, the New York City pirate Lubavitcher Radio, or Radio Mashiach and Redemption, is active again. It was heard on 1699.7 kHz. Jordan Hayburn in Northern Ireland reports an unidentified weak DRM signal on 3260, October 14th at 0150. My guess, it might be from that factory in Switzerland which previously tested on 4770. Also reported by Alan Gale in Northwest England, October 14th at 2020. Kevin Ryan in the British GX Club guesses it would be North Korea. He thinks they've experimented with DRM in the past, using it as a feeder. The propagation outlook from Boulder, Juve magnetic field activity expected to reach G1 minor storm levels October 19th and November 3rd and 4th. Active levels October 18th and November 5th and 6th. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5 on October 19th and 22 and 5 November 3rd. Solar flux 72 until October 21st, dipping to 69 October 25th to November 4th, and back up to 72 by the 7th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1952.